in the northwest corner of Spain is an area referred to as Galicia, or a very Celtic kind of country. And in the Middle Ages, there were many pilgrims that made their way to Galicia, and particularly to a city called Santiago de Compostela. And Santiago was on par with Roman Jerusalem as a Christian holy site in the Middle Ages. And these pilgrims would come from all parts of Europe, down through the south of France and over to that northwest corner to the shrine of St. James. And they would be like bees carrying pollen of influence as they went back up into Europe. And much of the influence which they carried was came from the three religious communities that cohabitated to one degree or another for about 700 years prior to the 15th century, and these being the Judaic, Islamic or Moorish, and Christian communities. And it was quite fascinating to learn, as I was preparing for the Mask and Mirror, to what degree these communities influenced each other and ultimately collectively influenced our Western civilization in the areas of astronomy, mathematics, literature, agriculture, architecture. And not the least of which came as a surprise was to learn that the Arthurian legends, that very bastion of Celtic lore, seemed very much influenced by literature and poetry that came from Spain and perhaps even North Africa in those years. And you see some of this reflected in that whole route that came up through France with references to the Crusaders and the Knights Templar and that very interesting Christian offshoot called the Cathars. So this next piece comes from that body of Arthurian legends, as it were. Just remember something. This is it's a poem by the English poet Tennyson, and it's called The Lady of Shalott. What I just remembered, actually, was I remember my mother telling me about a minor bird in Manitoba, where I grew up, that knew, I think, about a half a verse of this. I've always thought that it'd be fun to have the bird on stage, you know.
Gray walls and
By the moon, the reapers weary, piling sheaves in our plans are listening whispers, tears the fairy, the lady of Shalott. There she magical web of colors gay. She has heard a whisper say, a curse is on the reef. She's staying to a down to Camelot. She knows not what the curse may be, and so she weaves a web. She still delights to weave the mirror's magic signs, for often through the silent nights, a funeral with brooms and with lights and music went to Camelot. And when the moon was overhead, came two young lovers lately. From the bank and from the river, he flashed into the crystal mirror. Tirmanera by the river sang Sir Lancelot. She left the web, she loved the room. She made three paces through the room. She saw the water leap. She saw the side to side, the curses come upon me, cried the Lady of Shalott. In the storm, east wind straining, pale yellow woods were waning, broad stream in his banks complaining, heavily the low sky raining over a town Camelot. And down she came and found a boat beneath the willow left afloat. Round about the prow she wrote, the Lady of Shalott. And in the river's dim expanse, like some bold Serena trance, seeing all his own mistrance, with a glassy countenance, she wrote to Camelot. And at the closing of the day, she loosed the chain, down she lay, the broad stream bore her far away, the Lady of Shalott. is this? What is here? In the light of Atlas.